Hi, I am Tord, and in this brief video, we'll take a look at time planning or the kind of time budget you need when you work with online courses. The PISA course has three components: about 20 hours on this online course, which is created by Oslo Metropolitan University. You spend about 15 hours on two online courses created by edX. And at the end, in June, there is a 15-hour workshop doing hands-on multimedia production in Oslo. But this can be replaced by practical work at your own institution as well. Now, if you just look at the online part, about 35 hours, and that can be completed in 12 weeks if you work about 3 hours per week. The multimedia production, as I said, can be done in Oslo with professional equipment and professional staff. But you can also do multimedia production on your own by simply using a smartphone. At the end of the PISA course, you will have a draft course. And that is a kind of starting point for building a complete course for your own students. Now, how much time will that take? A brief course running from 3 to 6 student hours, we recommend that you start with that. If it's a blended course, it's easier to produce than if it's a straight online course. And to produce a blended course from your draft course might take between 50 and 100 hours. If you're thinking about a longer course, say 15 to 25 student hours, this will easily require several hundred production hours. And this shows the difference between preparing for classes, preparing for a lecture. You may have allocated from 2 to 4 hours per lecture hour. But if you prepare an online course, you will easily need from 10 to 25 hours per student hour. And that shows the basic point. Producing MOOCs is more like producing books in terms of time spent than ordinary teaching.